You're listening to The Sports Moment.
April 23rd, 2024.
Part of the Sports Moments and Memories with Craig Olson podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe so you never miss a sports moment. Sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
The week started with a couple of golf tournaments yesterday for the Fergus Falls boys and girls golf teams. Let's take a look at how they came out. We'll also hear from head coach Ben Juergens of the Otter girls in just a couple of minutes. First, though, the Otter boys were at Rich Spring Golf Course in a Central Lakes Conference meet hosted by the Ricori Spartans and the Alexandria Cardinals. Well, they were on their game. They went to 1-2-3-4, sweeping the top four spots, led by William Thornburg, just a freshman. He shot a 74 along with senior Jack Holtz as the two Cardinals shared first place in that tournament. And with their outstanding scores, the Cardinals had a 299 team total, winning the competition by 17 strokes over Sartell, the second-place team. Brainerd was third at 323, then Wilmer at 334, and the Otters were fifth out of eight teams. They shot a 338. Senior Riley McGovern was 10th individually. Riley shot an 81 to lead the Otters, and senior Ryan Nelson came in with an 84, placing in 18th place. Quentin Keel, a sophomore, was 22nd as he shot an 85. And then Gavin Gepford, a senior, shot an 88 along with sophomore Simon McGovern to round out the Otters' individual performances at Rich Spring. On the girls' side, what a day for Anna Jerkis, who shot a 5-under par 67 to claim medalist honors at the Territory Golf Course in St. Cloud. I talked with head coach Ben Juergens, and he explained the round that Anna had.
Anna did something pretty special on Monday night. She shot 5-under, 67, with 9 birdies on the 18-hole event. And so just kind of watching the scoreboard, you know, you're out there with 6 different girls trying to help them as much as you can. So with I Wanamaker, you're able to check on people's scores. And when I checked on Anna, she had already had 4 birdies. And so I was thinking that she was probably feeling it pretty well that day. And she was. She was just solid from tee to green.
You have seen her grow up in this game and have some great success already. But as a senior this year, what are you seeing from Anna that might be a little different from what she's done in the past as far as how she approaches her rounds?
Well, you know, the more you experience something, the more comfortable you get. And, you know, Anna's been with the team since 7th grade. She's in her 6th year of playing some varsity golf. And she goes about her business. I mean, she's very interactive with her teammates. She's a great leader. You know, but as it gets closer and closer to time for that tournament to start, you can tell Anna is preparing herself. She does homework before the round. I mean, she looks at all the par threes on the internet and looks up the golf course. And she has a plan before she comes out onto the golf course. This isn't by accident that she's playing such good golf. She's putting in the time away from the golf course. And then, of course, she is by far the leader in time spent on the golf course, too. So this isn't just a, you know, I mean, maybe the 67 is out of the ordinary, but it's not because she hasn't put in the time.
You know, one thing, too, is you play Central Lakes Conference tournaments every year. So there is some familiarity, right, with the golf courses you're playing.
Yeah, absolutely. We play Territory every year. We play Fergus every year. Every Central Lakes Conference team gets a home invite. Depending on scheduling, we don't always make it to every Central Lakes Conference meet. Every once in a while, we have section or subsection type tournaments that conflict. And of course, you know, the ultimate goal is the section. And so we find ourselves, you know, missing maybe three Central Lakes Conference meets a year, but we typically do make it to the territory golf course. So all the girls were pretty familiar with it.
Now let's talk about the rest of the team, because you had a second place finish and a couple of other girls did some things they haven't done in their career before.
Right. I mean, you know, teams like Alexandria and Brainerd, they do things, you know, the right way. They invest into their kids' programs, and they've always kind of been programs we've looked up to. And for us to be able to sneak by Alec yesterday in the Central Conference meet, with all due respect, that was a real lift for our girls. They were pretty excited about that, because Alec is kind of the cream of the crop when it comes to Central Lakes golf. So Olivia Juergens posted an 86 as a sophomore. That was her lowest competitive round. And Annie Mayer, as a junior, posted a 79, which was the second time that she had shot 79 in a competitive round.
Yeah, outstanding stuff, and a great team performance as well as Anna's individual performance. Very good. Ben, what's next for the Otters?
We have a invite on Wednesday morning in Alexandria. So we'll probably see most of those same teams that we saw yesterday. We'll probably see a lot of those. And Alec also brings in some Minneapolis teams, some cities teams, so in that area. So we'll have a nice, strong field tomorrow.
Well, it was definitely an amazing day for Anna Juergens, as she established what is thought to be a program record, 5 under par 67 in a competitive round of golf. The Otters finish as runners-up to Brainerd. Brainerd with a 318 won the event. The Otters were second at 329. So great day for Anna Juergens and the Otter girls golf team. Pemberton Law Firm has four locations that you can visit them at around Lakes area, including, of course, the Fergus Falls location, Wadena, Detroit Lakes, and Alexandria. And you can also visit Pemberton Law online by going to pemlaw.com. Pemberton Law carries a legacy of trustworthy and reputable legal representation that dates all the way back to 1883. Lake Area Docks and Lifts offers premium waterfront equipment sales, service, and installation. Best quality and service at the best prices. Just ask your neighbor at the lake about Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
Lake Area Docks and Lifts, more than just docks and lifts. Lake Area Docks and Lifts.
The Twins had a good day yesterday. Haven't been able to say that too much this year. They welcomed Max Kepler back to the lineup. He'd been on the injured list since the 6th of April. Well, Max didn't waste any time. He got two hits in his first two at-bats, drove in three runs, and helped the Twins to a 7-0 victory over the Chicago White Sox. And also, Edward Julian had a single, a double, and a homer for the Twins as they tied their season high of 11 hits in the game. Chris Paddock struck out 10 in 7 innings. That's his first win as a starting pitcher in nearly 2 years. He was out with Tommy John surgery for the last two seasons. He got a win last year in relief at the end of the year on September 30th, but that was his first win as a starter in almost 2 years. So great to see him perform as he did yesterday. And granted, it was the White Sox. You know, last week against Baltimore, Paddock got hammered. He gave up 9 runs on 12 hits, both career highs for him. But what a bounce back, even if it was the White Sox. He shut them out, and the bullpen completed the shutout. That's eight times this year that the White Sox have been shut out. They are 3-19, the worst record in the major leagues. The Twins are now 8-13, 7.5 games behind Cleveland. This is a critical stretch for the Twins because starting yesterday, their 10 games in this stretch will see them play Chicago 7 times and the Angels 3 times. Both teams off to really bad starts. And if the Twins are going to make some noise and climb up over 500 and get back into the conversation as far as the battle for the Central Division title, this is the time that it's got to happen. So hopefully yesterday started them on the way to that run that I just mentioned. The second game of the four-game series with Chicago tonight has Pablo Lopez on the mound against right-hander Eric Fetty. Well, also tonight, the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Phoenix Suns will go at it. The Timberwolves had a great performance Saturday in the opener of their best-of-seven Western Conference first-round playoff series as they handled the Suns with ease at Target Center. Now, tonight, they'll try to go up 2-0 on the Suns. They are 3.5-point favorites going into Game 2 this evening, and that is a 6:30 tip-off at Target Center. Game 3 later this week will take place in Phoenix. Game 3 is scheduled for a Friday night, and then Game 4 would be on Sunday, also in Phoenix, before the series would return back home to Minnesota. Unless the Wolves can win all four of those games, then it would be over. Going to be a tough assignment, though, because Phoenix beat the Wolves all three times they played them during the regular season. Back to the local scene, yesterday Lane Dilley struck out 9 batters as he went the distance, 7 innings, and allowed only 4 hits to lead the Otter Tail Central baseball team to a 4-1 victory over Pelican Rapids. Dilley's battery mate, his catcher Aiden Olson, launched a 2-run homer in the 4th inning for the Bulldogs. The Brandon Evansville softball team had 33 hits in their doubleheader sweep of the Hillcrest Comets, so the offense was working. And on the pitcher's side, well, 2 no-hitters. Doesn't get any better than that, does it? Kylie Dingwall and Graciana Fuller combined to no-hit the Comets in the first game, and then Dingwall and Mia Elmer did the honors in Game 2 of that doubleheader. Another doubleheader yesterday, the West Central area softball team completed a doubleheader that was started on Thursday of last week. They called that one after the first game because of frigid temps. That first game was won by Melrose 6-3. Well, the finale of the doubleheader played yesterday saw the Knights win 7-6 in 9 innings. They had 17 hits in the game, really got it rolling at the plate, and against a team that had not lost on the year. So they handed Melrose their first loss of the season with that 7-6 victory yesterday. And also, it was awards night for the West Central area basketball team. And what a memorable year for the Knights. They were the section champions. They were the number 2 seed in the state Class A tournament, as they had a historic season in the West Central area basketball history, a season that included a 17-game winning streak in getting them to their first ever state tournament. So here are the award winners from this outstanding season. Camden Anderson led the team in assists and had the best free throw percentage. Ben Bai was the rebounding leader. He wins the Chairman of the Board's honors. Most Improved Player Award went to Marshall Dewey. Best Practice Player to Dane Anderson. The Knight Award was given to Bryce Chesbo. Mitch Dewey, Mr. Clutch. Boy, he earned that on more than one occasion. Sam Hansen, Mr. Hustle. The Tough as Nails Award went to Ben Bai. Outstanding Defensive Player honors to Nas Dotz. Outstanding Offensive Player, Camden Anderson. And Anderson, Ben Bai, Bryce Chesbo, and Mitch Dewey were all conference, with Dotz and Hansen being named honorable mention all conference. Anderson also made the Minnesota Class A All-State team, and Dewey was a Minnesota Academic All-State. Congratulations to the Knights on a great season. And that'll do it for our podcast today. Thanks for joining us. Hope you come back tomorrow. Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Sports Moment with Craig Olson, sponsored by Pemberton Law and Lake Area Docks and Lifts. Produced by Sunroom Lab. Music by Blue Red Roses. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and thanks for listening.